Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Maria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Mechel Areni Kaparis Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrona Lebracha. Learning in the shul this week, once again graciously sponsored by Bubby and Zadie Strong in honor of the upcoming marriage of Adina and Ariel Schneider and, of course, the Veit and Waltman families in memory of Avram Chaim Ben Tzvi, the late great Mr. Abe Irwin. We are in the third parak of Nachum, which is the final parak of the great Navi Nachum. Hoy ir damim kula kachash parak malaya lo yamish teref. Whoa, O city of blood, Nachum begins as he continues his rebuke of the city of Nineveh, whose peoples tend to kill the people of other nations, says Mitzudas David. He says, it's kulo kachash. It's so immersed in deception, they would lie and cheat to each other, says the Radak. And it was Perek Malaya Lo Yamish Teref. It's going to be full of loot. It never lacked prey. They were constantly waging war against the other nations, and they would frequently commit murder, says the Malbim. And so therefore, says the Pasuk, Koshot V'Korashofan, there will never yet be heard in her the crack of a whip, the sound of enemies using the rod, to be heard in Nineveh. Vesus doer omer kavar markeda, and the rattle of a wheel, a galloping horse, and a bouncing chariot. Instead, what's going to happen? Parosh ma'al avalav cherev urak chanis v'rov chalav v'kovet pager. You're going to have horsemen who are going to rise up in their saddles with a flash of the sword and a glimmer of the spear. V'in katzel gvia yichashlu b'gvia sam. There'll be no end to the bodies. They will trip over them. That is to say, on the day that Nineveh is destroyed, the enemies will trip over all the Assyrian corpses that will be in the street. Merov znune zona tovas chen balas kshafim. All because of your abundant acts of znus. The policy of the monarchs of Ashur was to first become friendly with the leaders of the other nations and then attack them. Right, which is similar to the way that Azona goes ahead and proceeds. And they engaged in black magic to determine whether to wage in battle against other nations. They trusted the demons, HaMocheres Goyim Biznunel Mishpachos B'Kshafel. They would use a charming beauty, a mistress of sorcery who sells nations with her znus and countries with her sorcery. Hashem says, I'm coming for you. I'm coming to destroy you, says Hashem. My anger is directed towards you. I'll reveal the underside of your garment and place it over your face. Hashem is going to pull Ashur upside down. It's going to be stripped down in public, and it's going to be a humiliation. That's the way it's going to be over here as well. And everyone's going to know your embarrassment and your disgrace. And then, and not only that, v'shlachti alayich shikutzim v'di baltich v'samtich kiroi. I'm going to throw foul things over you, soiled clothing, and make you repulsive, and then I'll make you like waste. I'll display you in public. The Das Mikra points out over here that the Assyrians would be punished for the way they treated their POWs. They tortured them and wounded them and put them in cages to be displayed in Nineveh. Hashem says, I want you to know, I'm going to deal with that. What's going to happen is all those who see will recoil. They'll say, Nineveh has been destroyed. Who will sway his head for you? Where will I look for someone to comfort you? Even though the Assyrian enemies will want to come near to gloat, they'll move away because they'll see something rather overwhelmingly destructive. And people are going to move their heads from side to side. Here, that's what's going to be. No one's going to look better. Are you any better than Noamon, who stood near the rivers? Water surrounded her. The sea was the wall for her. And Noamon was the name of Alexandria, the capital of Egypt. It got destroyed, and the people of Nineveh also think they're going to be saved, and they're not going to have any trouble in their environment. They should just know that they're going to have that trouble. Kush atzmo Mitzrayim, in ketzah put v'luvim hayu bezraseich. Kush defended her, as did Mitzrayim and Put and Luv. They all came to aid it. right? And there was no end to how many people came to try to defend the cities. You should understand, it didn't matter. No Amon wound up, even though it was so protected and it had military assistance and it had a NATO, it was dashed to pieces. She went into exile and captivity. The children were dashed to pieces in all the street quarters. And not only that, they cast lots for the nobility and took the people away and changed. They cruelly crushed the children and they enslaved the nobles to figure out which slave each Assyrian would own. And you're going to be like that. You should just know that you're going to be like that as well. You're also going to become drunk and vanish. You're also going to be so completed, it'll be like you never existed. You're going to look like you're going to seek asylum. That's a nevuah that Metzudas David points out here, is that Nineveh was going to share the same fate as Noamon. They're both going to look for help for other nations to defend them, and the efforts won't stop their destruction. All your fortresses will be like fig trees with ripe fruits, right? It's going to invite people. If shaken, the fruits fall into the waiting mouth. In other words, that's how easy you're going to be defeated. You should just know your warriors are going to be like women. What does that mean? The people will be weak and they'll fight poorly. They're not going to be like they weren't created to be warriors. The gates of your land will be opened wide to your enemy, and fire will consume it'll consume and breach the gates so easy it'll look like it was set on fire. The bottom line is, draw water for the siege. Reinforce your fortresses. Tread on mud, stomp clay, clutch a brick mold. The bottom line is, you're going to have to understand, and it says Nachum to the people of Nineveh, you better start preparing water. There's going to be a famine there, because you're going to need to figure it out. Sham tochlech ish tachrisei cherev tochlech kayelach his kabei kayelach his kadbi karbeh. You're going to be over there. There the fire will consume you. The sword will cut you down totally. It'll devour you like locusts. You'll be swept clean. You'll be so forgotten like yelach and arbeh. Right? It's going to swarm you. It's going to overtake you and it's going to defeat you. Here base rochlech mechochvei shamayim. You should just understand you had more merchants than the stars in Shemayim, right? Yelek pashat bayaof, but like locusts, they swarmed and then they ran off. At the high point of the Assyrian Empire, you were the center of the economy. But after the destruction of Nineveh, there'll be nobody left inside. Mi nizarayich karbet betavsarech gov govai. You have to understand that your ministers were like locusts, right? And your officers were like piles of grasshoppers. They camped upon fences on a cold day and fly off to destinations where the sun began to shine. In other words, the leaders were not able to be involved. Namu roecha malach Ashur yishkenu adirecha. You should just understand that your leaders sleep, king of Ashur. Your mighty fighters repose. Your people scattered across the mountains, and no one's going to be there to pick them up. Right? You have to understand your destruction distresses no one. Your wound is most severe. All those who hear what happened to you, they rejoice. Was anyone who didn't constantly suffer from your wickedness? The answer is there was no one who suffered and who didn't suffer. And they're all going to have payback and there will be payback. No leader of Ashur will succeed in convincing people to come back and stand ground with you. What you did to others, it will come back to beat you and you will be destroyed in the future. So concludes Nachum with his state of destruction and statements of destruction for the Assyrian community, and for the city of Nineveh. Everyone have a wonderful, fantastic day.